And then you have a universal archangel who is Metatron.
And so when you say hemisphere, you mean like the southern hemisphere and the western hemisphere and the parts of Earth?
It's actually, it's like, not southern, north, it's like a hemisphere, the entire hemisphere, from the North Pole to the South Pole.
So is Gabriel or
no.
Raphael?
They shift around.
Oh, okay.
But there's four archangels.
Four major archangels.
Over what particular?
They shift around.
Metatron tells them what to
Metatron
do.
Metatron is universal archangel.
Oh, he's universe. Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to get beyond that. There is way beyond that. But I don't know that it really applies to us since we're not out there, at least at this point in time.
Let us be the judge of that.
Let's don't.
But we call him
it
Gabriel.
Is our free will to know that.
We call him Gabriel and Raphael to help us sometimes, though.
Yes. Yes.
And so I'm trying to understand the territory that the four archangels cover.
They shift.
From what?
And there's time schedules. If you really want to get the book on the time schedules and all of the archangels and all of the angelics, get the Keys of Solomon.
Okay.
Because it gives that time schedule.
Is that her attack?
No.
Has anyone noticed the stars the past two nights?
No.
I don't know why, but the past two nights it's been the exact same area, very bright in the middle, and then around a certain, I don't know if it's where I live, like one's very, very bright, and then the rest, some are like blinking, and blue and red, different colors. I've never seen that many just have a bright,
Venus out there right now. Mm-hmm. Well, some of them, as we move, we get into different star segments that are brighter than others, closer and farther away. So I really haven't paid any attention. I've been kind of up to my ears with
I just happened to walk out, and when I saw this, talking about the UFO, I was kind of thinking,
I don't think so.
I've noticed that out where I live, even there in Jacksonville, used to you couldn't hardly see any stars. And now I can see a lot more than I have in years. And I don't know if the air is clearer, if that's what is going on or what.
Could be. Can't answer that.
I know. But yeah. When she was talking about the stars where she was at, and I had noticed that you could see a lot more, because and I thought it was just because of the lights and stuff that we couldn't.
What area are you talking about, Lee? What part of town?
I live in the eastern part, I guess.
Bull Rock?
No, I live in Jacksonville.
Oh, Jacksonville. Well, yes. I would just like to know about a place you can go still see the stars.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you couldn't there right. Because of all the
well,
lights
you got
and
your
stuff.
City lights. Yeah. We're getting off course here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Going back to this book, it's Cosmic Pulse of Life. It's by Constable. What's his first two names, Constables? The author. Bottom.
Sorry, Trevor James.
Trevor James Constable. It's a neat book. I'm not even sure if it's still in print. I mean, we've got the very last of it. But it's kind of a neat book to read. That's one that my guides had me get my hands on. It was before all this shift towards, the orbs. Okay, back to species. There are warrior angels as well. And those are the cherubins. Now, you think of cherubins as being these little baby angels. Uh-uh. No, they are huge warrior angels. And you have the right, if you feel threatened or you're in a threatened position or things are going on in your neighborhood or in your area, you can call upon a cherubim to come to protect your family, your house, and your property. And you do it in the name of Jesus Christ.
So you ask for a cherubim in the name of Jesus Christ?
Yes. Okay. Now, that was it. Pardon?
And that was protect from
whatever. If you're in a, let's say there's break-ins going on in your area, bad things that are going on in your area, you can call upon a cherubim to protect your house, your property, your family, in whatever ways are deemed appropriate. I meant to ask that, add that. In whatever ways are deemed appropriate in the name of Jesus Christ. That gives them whatever they need to do, they can do it. They have permission. I always use it, whatever is deemed appropriate. I try to cover all bases with that. You can give your guardian angel permission to protect you, especially on trips, in whatever ways are deemed appropriate in the name of Jesus Christ. I always do it once a year. Just be cautious.
They are guardian angels.
Guardian angels. We have guardian angels. It goes back to the divas being guardian angels of the nature spirit, or the nature community. Not just the spirit, but the nature community.
So we have more. I have a guardian angel that protects me all the time. I know this. But we have more than one, right?
Well, we have one guardian angel.
This person protects me all the time.
But they can call upon legions of angels for your protection. There's no limitation. And the more you commune with them, and the more you thank them, and the more you call upon them, the more they understand that you know that they're there, and the more they can actually do. And there's a spirit community out there that really wants to help us, really wants to work with us. Now we have Holy Sephiroths. Holy Sephiroths are creator angels. They're the ones that help to create this earth through God. The Holy Sephiroths. I believe that's why they said, and they created this earth. And that's all they do. They are creator angels. The keys of Enoch were given, the keys that were given to Enoch was to call upon the forces of the Holy Sephiroth. But some of the Sephiroths fell. And they became the unholy Sephiroths, or Enochians. Now, I'm going to give you a prayer. This is something that I think every human being should have knowledge of. A fallen Sephiroth, or an Enochian, when they hit you, they hit you with all the symptoms of spinal meningitis. And they can kill you. Now, what starts out are headaches. And some are greater hits than others. The headache is a band that wraps around your head and feels like it's pressuring in. Okay, or tightening. And it creates electricity down the base of your skull, down your neck, and into your shoulders. Can come with a fever. I had a child that was in Arkansas Children's Hospital. that had, they believed, spinal meningitis. Parents called me. I said, it can't hurt. We can see what we can do. And I went ahead and I did the prayer over the child, and the child snapped out of it. There were two children in Arkansas Children's Hospital this happened with. So, the prayer is, I would please ask the Archangel Raphael and his legions to remove all innocuous and their residue in the name of Jesus Christ, and place them into protected sanctuary, and I thank thee. If it's innocuous, it'll instantaneous heal. If you've had long-standing headaches, I've seen this work with people with long-standing headaches. It goes away and it never comes back. I had one man, he had a headache for 16 years. Had done everything in the world to try to get rid of it. That was David. Did the innocuous prayer, and it was gone, and it never came back. It's knowledge. It's knowledge you can use, and you have the right to use it.
Well, you said it can't hurt.
No, it can't hurt.
Oh, that's all right. You said you had a child remotely through the phone, or you went to...
On the phone.
That's amazing.
So I would please ask the Archangel Raphael
and his legions to remove all innocuous.
Well, innocuous.
No, but Carol can.
Hey, wait, that's prayers in your book, isn't it?
It is.
So you can get her book for you, man. I can get it.
I'm not sure if it's in my book or not. Is it in my book?
Enochian, I think.
I think it's in your book.
Okay.
I'm not positive.
I just wasn't sure what innocuous was, so or how to spell it.
What's Enoch with I-A-N?
Yes. Okay.
Now, the way I learned about this, just for some background, I went to see a friend of mine. He built dome houses. They were really neat houses, okay? And he had a dome that he had the Baytar. He was the inventor of the Baytar, which was a floating bed that had speakers in it that massaged your body with music, which was really cool.
Yes.
And when before I got there, the dome, and he had been struck by lightning 12 times in 1 week.
That's not a good sign.
That wasn't a good sign.
And
I was like blown away, you know? And I was talking to him, and I was trying to figure out what was happening to him. And my guide said innocuous are hitting him, are attacking him. I went, what? Mm-hmm. You know, what are innocuous? And they said fallen holy Sephiroths. Okay, what's fallen holy Sephiroths? I didn't know what they were either at that point in time. This has been several years back. Long time. I didn't have the knowledge I have now. Not that I have all the knowledge now, but it's better.
You got more.
I have more now, yeah. And they had told me, his wife had told me, about this black egg that appeared somewhere in this dome. And she said, I think it has something to do with the lightning strikes, because this egg appeared and then it cracked open and red came. It was like a red glare that came. I went, okay, that can't be good.
That sounds scary.
That didn't sound right. And then after that, the lightning started hitting. So I did what my guides told me to do, which was that particular prayer with him, and it all stopped. And then from there on, I started to learn about Holy Sephiroth's innocuous, and I found out that during the time that the Egyptians took the Hebrews into slavery, they found out about the keys of Enoch and about the Holy Sephiroth, and through their magic, they evolved innocuous magic, and using the fallen Sephiroths for their own magic, which was kind of wild. So you can check the history on all of this.
Sorry, I was trying to get the rest.
Okay, sorry.
I would please ask the Archangel Raphael and his legions to remove all Enochians.
All Enochians or all Enochian beings, either way.
Beings,
and their residue.
Yeah. And residue.
And their residue.
And their residue.
And place them into protected sanctuary. In the name of Jesus Christ, and I thank thee. Always say please and thank you.
And how often do you do that?
Usually it only takes one time. Now, a little bit of information here. If you have come into working with the fallen Holy Sephiroths from any past lives, they can hit you over and over again. So you have to ask forgiveness from the fallen Holy Sephiroth or the innocuous from all past lives through present, and forgive them as well in the name of Jesus Christ. And it stops. Nothing else happens ever again.
So you would add that to your prayer then, would you not?
I would. Any questions?
Yeah.
There's somebody who don't know what that is.
I was going to say.
I'm either somebody yelled a can of worm in my brain, but I don't know where to start.
Where to start?
I mean, there's a lot of questions.
What are the Elohim?
Elohim, they are races.
They're not angelic beings?
They're not angelic beings.
And what race are they? Are they extinct?
No, they're still like that, but that goes out there into universal stuff that, at this point in time, I would prefer not to get into. But at later on, I may well. They go into the councils. They are like higher levels or races. The nine races. Oh, not races. The nine tribes are the reflection of the nine races of the Elohim. If that helps.
Sort of. I was thinking that they were a type of angel.
No, they're a being. They're more of a being.
And Elohim is
Elohim.
Elohim is, how is Elohim related to the innocuous?
They're not.
Oh, okay.
Are there other different types of angels?
Sure, there's all different kinds. There's seraphim. Actually, the best book that I had gotten my hands on was the Dictionary of Angels.
There's that many.
Pardon?
There's that many kinds that requires a dictionary?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, there are. Carol, Dictionary of Angels.
Right there.
That also has the time schedule and stuff, too.
It does have some of the time schedules.
There's a lot of angels.
The crowded universe.
Well, that's just for this earth plane. That doesn't count universally. Dictionary of Angels. It's also, yeah, right. It's got the time schedule on there, too. And it's got the 28 angels ruling in the 28 mansions of the moon, the archangels of the holy Sephiroth, the unholy Sephiroth, the watchers, chief angel princes of the altitudes. It just goes on and on.
Do they punch a clock?
Yes, yeah. Actually they kind of do.